Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. Over 50,000 people partaking. It's a recapitulation of everything we do for a 24-hour period. You never have to come back multiple times. People love the convenience. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, look at the newsletter link, put your email in, and you'll get yours. We're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios, and I got to tell you, 1,600 banks in trouble. 600 may fail by the summer. This is what I'm getting from good economists. Let Noble Gold help you. Go to davehodgesgold.com, put your email in, and I'll send you out a complete prospectus, simple to understand. You wait much longer, the banks will gobble your money up with your retirement. davehodgesgold.com. Our guest is Ted Brewer, Ted and Austin Brewer Show. I'm sure you've heard of it. Ted's been a guest on my show multiple times through the years, and he shies away from controversy and never takes a stand. Okay, now that I've made a bad joke, we can get started. Ted, it's always good to have you back on, and I like how you characterize what we're going to talk about. The Kabuki Theater.
Oh my God,
It
that's all it is. That's what it is.
is.
That Trump reality show with Zelensky the actor and Trump the actor last weekend was unbelievable. Last week was unbelievable. Remember, Zelensky is the same guy who ran around with his pants off playing the piano with his appendage.
I
Okay?
know. I
For
know.
real, he did that. And so now this weekend he posted a big picture of a piano with the name Trump on it. Okay, to
Oh.
basically make a parody of what he did, that he's basically playing Donald Trump like a piano. And so, I mean, so the whole thing was just theater. It was complete nonsense. In fact, Gretchen from former Fox News anchor came in and said the whole thing was staged, all of it. And and now England is saying, oh, we're going to send troops on the ground in Ukraine, and Putin supposedly, sinking ships at harbor there, in Odessa. And it's starting to remind me of Sarajevo and Serbia and World War One and all the rest of the theater they staged to create World War One, which turned into be the war that ended all wars, with millions and millions of people dead on both sides. I've been to the cemeteries and the graveyards over there for that particular war. It was horrific what they did. So whether this heats up into another hot war or doesn't, I don't think it will. I think this is all staged theater to keep the masses entertained while the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan, who's running the show through the leading of Lucifer, all these entities on these other side of the veil and on this side of the veil now are telling us what to do through the ancient Canaanite religions. That kind of sums up how I feel about the whole thing. So it's all a stage theater show at this point, Dave, as far as I'm concerned. And I told and I warned people, of course, they gave us two choices for president. One, Kamala, the jackass Harrison, who basically Harris, who could never win anything, never got a vote, and Trump, which we knew would win in a landslide victory, and he did. And now he's making America great again. And he has closed the borders. He has done all that stuff. He has done a lot of stuff as far as changing a lot of government ways with Elon Musk. And the funniest thing I've seen in a long time was the opening monologue on Saturday Night Live about the Zelensky Trump, Vance meeting in the White House with Rubio. It was so hilarious. I laughed for 30 minutes. It was so funny. And but it's the truth. It's just a stage show. We've got a 25 ring theater going on all at once right now. And the problem is, we've got these dancing elephants and dancing Trumps and dancing Zelenskys and dancing Putins in the middle of the ring to try to entertain us. And if that's not enough entertainment, you can be a Bronco, or you can be a Dallas Cowboy, or you can be a Florida State Seminole, or a Florida Gator, or whatever you want to identify as. You got so much stuff to entertain you and keep your mind off who's really behind the curtain running the show right now, which would be orchestrated through the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and Kabbalist Theater, using Lucifer as their gatekeeper. This is a nightmare day that we're in right now, and if we don't keep our hearts and minds in Christ, there's no way to get through a period. It's just a joke.
I couldn't agree with you
I
more.
mean, we've got a collapsing the economy in the United States. All this stuff's happening all at once. It's
I
just
know.
crazy. And then we've got people dying of COVID vaccines. Still, I've got a massage therapist that I've used for 25 years. Great lady. She had like five kids, and her oldest daughter took the shot like 4 years ago. She was like 18 years old. She's 22 now. And now she's fainting 5 to 10 times a day, falling down, vomiting, with the vagus nerve deal involved in that. And now she had to have stents put in her hip arteries because she was falling down so much because of a lack of blood flow, because of blood clots at the age of 22. And her mom is concerned she's going to die. And there's a good possibility that she will die. It's sad to me. It really, really is, because so many people are coming down with all kinds of diseases now and blood clotting issues from the injection they took 3, 4 years ago. It really is sad.
Ted, in the public interest, do you know of any detox programs you can
Yes, and
recommend?
we have a spike protein survival kit on healthmasters.com. You need to be taking it. It has N-acetylcysteine. It's got some other products, including vitamin E. And what it does, it helps to keep the blood thin to prevent the clotting. It's really, really a good product protocol to follow. And it's just something that people need to realize is that if you've taken that shot, you need to be mitigating the results. I had another girl that I had dated because my wife died a few years ago. I was dating her, and before I started dating her, and I didn't realize she had the shot until after I was dating her. I should have asked her to start with. She'd been in the hospital with Meniere's disease, ran up a $200,000 or $300,000 hospital bill. No, because she was having the same thing, vomiting, passing out, Meniere, all of it. And now it's become very, very common with that. And it kind of makes me think about the Deagler report, which I don't think is going to be accurate, which is saying they were going to have 100, 200 million dead by the end of this year, which I don't think is going to happen as far as from this, as far as death rate, unless we had a global thermonuclear war, which, quite frankly, the entities that run the planet are not going to allow that to happen because it disrupts their energy fields too much. They're not going to do that. But they could
Whoa,
have
whoa,
really.
whoa! Let's back up. You just skimmed over something I think could be really important. You said it disrupts their energy field to have a thermonuclear war. I think the Satanists like death. They want to kill off humanity. Tell me what you're thinking here about they won't let this happen.
Well, they'll do it with biologicals. They don't need thermal global nuclear war. The biological is very effective. I mean, this junk that you and I had last week, I had it about a month ago from this fog they had all over the place or whatever that was. It's unbelievable. I mean, I was actually sicker than I was with COVID. And I thought, wow, if I didn't have a good immune system, if I wasn't really, really healthy, I could die from this. It's that bad.
It
So
is.
they don't have to have a thermal global nuclear war. They do that for fear porn. Don't you remember when we were little kids and they made us hide under our desks in the schoolroom?
I
They
talked about that
would
this
set off a
morning too.
siren and say, under the desk, we're having an imminent nuclear attack, and all of us little children, we'd hide under the desk, scared out of our minds, thinking, I wonder if this is real. Because back then, they didn't have the AC in the classrooms, and they had big glass walls, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, and that's what they're trying to protect you from the flying glass. And it's unbelievable what they do and how they've terrorized the population. But I don't believe for one second we're having global thermonuclear war, not when they've got biologicals that are so readily available. Why would they? Why, they don't have to do that. They don't have to destroy their 5G, 6G infrastructure that they're going to use to create a hive mind and create Lucifer as being omnipresent again to create a field around us that makes every thought of every person evil all the time, like it was in Genesis chapter 6. They're not going to destroy their own infrastructure. God came in because they broke the rules of engagement that we covered on Angel Wars, a really good program I did a few years ago. And they came in and broke the rules of engagement and started doing interbreeding with reptiles and with humans and with everything else. And God saw they had broken the rules of engagement. He came in and flooded the planet and got rid of this entire Nephilim species that was down here. And Noah was started over again with clean bloodlines. And they're doing the same thing all over again. They think we're a petri dish. I don't particularly consider this to be a planet that we're in. I consider it to be more of a realm. And so it's an interesting place that we live, that we get to watch all of this stuff, and realize that if we don't keep our hearts and minds in Christ, that we don't have a snowball's chance in Florida on black asphalt, noon and day sun at 120 degrees to make it. I mean, we're not going to have it. We have to keep our hearts and minds in Christ. That's why they're so scared of Jesus. It's interesting. I've never mentioned this to you on the show before. Years ago, I had a friend of mine. He was a German guy. He was an attorney. He's passed away since then. And I had another friend of mine. He's also a German guy, and he had a bakery here in Southern Florida. Great friends are both gone now. And Jürgen's a Christian, the guy who was the bakery guy. And the other guy, he was not a Christian. And we started talking, and he believes in aliens, okay, which I believe in aliens too. We call them angels. And he started talking about how he was going to turn into a crystal. He was never going to die. Well, he's dead now. He's basically been buried. And his name was Gunter. And I started talking to him, and I said, Jesus is who he said he is. He was resurrected from the dead. I said he is who he says he is. The entire calendar of the planet was changed after his death and his life and his birth. And I said, you need to be aware of that. In fact, and you believe in aliens, Gunter, and if you're abducted from your home by an alien or an entity or a fallen angel, we would call it, or some other realm, if you call on the name of Jesus, they have to put you back in your house. And he goes, that's true. And I said, then Gunter, let me ask you a question. If his name is so powerful and they're so afraid he's going to show up, they'll run you back to your house real quick. Why in the world do you think he's not in charge? Because he is the creator of the universe. Jesus, people think God the Father made the heavens and the earth. He did not. Jesus did. And through him, all things are held together. That's why when Jesus was on the cross, when he died in his physical body, the entire planet started to come apart. And God the Father had to step into that point, stop the complete destruction, turning us into another meteorite field. The whole thing would have come apart. And so God basically gave himself for us through Christ to die for us, to show all of creation that he loved us so much he'd be willing to die for his creation. And that's, we covered that in Angel Wars. But Gunter ended up dying and never accepting Christ that I know of. And he did not turn into a crystal. He said he would never die. And Jürgen ended up dying. They're both gone now. And I think I've learned about this, Dave. If you live long enough with your friends, a lot of them start checking out. My dad told me that. I asked him one time, he's in his 80s. I said, Dad, do you still go to funerals? He goes, no, I don't go to funerals anymore. I said, why don't you? He goes, it reminds me too much of my own mortality. He says, all these people are checking out all the time. And he says, the things are sad that people are going through all of this stuff, and it just is what it is, I guess. And so I thought to myself, wow, this is crazy. But Dad was right. the older you get, the more you start to find out that people start leaving and leaving you basically, in a situation where you've got to stay together with God and realize that there's no such thing as death. Oh, death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? Because we've overcome both death, hell, and the grave through Christ. And we begin to realize very, very quickly that we don't die. We just change states. We go to a different place.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
Now,
You
Dave,
know
I
that.
just I had 60% power on this iPad when I started. I'm down to 10%. So if it starts going out on me, I'll let you know and we'll have to plug back in. And just can we continue or we have to start all over again?
No, we'll be good.
Okay.
And you know, we don't have to go the full hour anyway. So
Okay.
I know we got a late start and I know you're busy. I came across something I think you'll find really interesting. The CIA has been suppressing research they did on proof that there's an afterlife.
Of course they have. They have to do that because they don't want you to think that there is one.
Exactly. They want to have the power. I agree with you. But the thing is, I really found interesting is they derived a lot of their information from qualitative data that they put together with regard to near-death experience. Now, that wasn't the only avenue they went, but I would say that was their primary avenue. And I think that's actually fairly reliable. I don't think all near-death experiences are accurately portrayed, but I think and there's enough commonality there that yeah, we don't die, we change energy, and that's a law of the universe.
Well, heaven is real and death is a lie. And
Exactly.
yeah, I could tell you stories after stories of supernatural encounters that I've had, but there's no point in doing that right now in this show. But the point is this, is that, when people tell you that you're going to die, it's simply not true. You're going to live either forever in hell or you live forever in heaven. And it just is what it is. And if people would understand that, they would really make a huge difference in their own lives.
No, people don't know what's best for them in many cases. We just don't know. And they don't understand this is Satan's planet, Satan's rules, God's given free will out to do the evil, but there will be judgment. And this is what a lot of people don't recognize. Ted, we need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ as often as possible, because for all of us, that's the only way out. And you've said that earlier in this interview, and you're absolutely right. Do you subscribe to the notion, and I believe in this, Genesis 6, verse 4, and it says, and they were there afterwards. Well, who's they? The Nephilim, who are they? The fallen angels. And they intermarried with earth women, as we know. Did their DNA survive the flood? Well, it appears so, because it says they were there afterward, after the flood. Do you think that their descendants are the ones that are behind the global elite?
I don't think it's their descendants. I think it's them.
So you well.
I think they have extended lifespans. And I believe that the inbreeding they did with the global elite are a lot of the people they put in as front people, as far as cutouts for us. And I believe a lot of the bloodline families are definitely descended from the Nephilim. But I don't believe that the original fallen angels are dead at all. I don't believe that at all. And I believe that they're old as all get out right now. But remember, the Bible says that a day is like 1,000 years to God. Well, these entities simply don't really die, these fallen angels. Now, the other entities that were here in the pre-Adamic flood, they're dead. And now a lot of people believe that their spirits are what are out there right now that are inhabiting people like kids with autism that have no ability to stop an influx of a demonic spirit into them. And so I think that's one of the reasons they have so many autistic children is because they're basically trying their best to create a, how should I say, a group of people that can actually go in and, be possessed. So that's what I see is what all this is going on. So it's crazy. So I see all of that stuff happening real quick right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a major, major, major hassle is what it is. And we don't realize that it's this bad, but it's that bad.
It is that bad. And the Bible refers to this. You know, our battle is not with flesh and blood, it's with principalities of darkness. I mean, we get so many warnings. I want to get your interpretation on something else, too, because we haven't really talked about this for a long time. AI bothers me greatly. And when I look at the passage in Revelation and it said, no flesh would be left alive if Jesus didn't return for the second time. Do you think it's possible they're referring to silicone or AI? Could that be the major threat
Well,
to
it says that no
humanity?
flesh, but Jesus is going to return, so that's not going to happen. But what happens is,
Exactly.
what's going to happen is with AI, see, Lucifer is not omnipresent. When God says, I am the Alpha and I'm the Omega and I'm the beginning and I'm the end, he means that all at once. In other words, he occupies all time space at the same time, including 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, including as far into infinity in the future. Satan doesn't do that. He's a created being. He basically can only occupy one space at one time. That's all he can do. And so the only way he can create an energy field around the planet that's so strong that he can create a hive mind effect to make every thought of every man evil all the time, he has to use technologies like 5G, 5G, 6G. They did that before in the Old Testament, but they were doing using pyramids. And in my opinion, in which you run magnetic ley lines under pyramids and water currents, and when water starts moving at more than 200 meters per second, it changes its physical appearance and basically starts glowing blue and putting out a giant energy field. And a lot of these basically pyramids were built on top of these ley lines, and there were thousands of them all over the planet. And I believe that's how he controlled every thought of every mind. That's why everything was evil all of the time. Well, when God split the planets apart and flooded the planet and everything else that he did with Noah, it turned off those ley lines and shut down those pyramid projectors. And what ended up happening is now it's taken them 4, 5, 6,000 years to rebuild it now with a 5G, 6G infrastructure, because that way they can tie you into a hive mind by injecting you with a silicon nanochip, which they probably did during the COVID episode. Thanks. And now they have the ability to create, you know, self-replicating nanotechnology inside of your body. We could do a whole show on this if you wanted to. And so what that'll do, that'll basically create a hive mind, allowing Lucifer to become omnipresent to an extent. It won't allow him to occupy all time space. It can't do that. But what it will do, it will give him the ability to control the hive mind globally. It really will. Hang on a second. Just plug that in. Give me that extension cord down there. Sure. I'm going to plug my thing in so we don't lose power real quick, Dave.
No problem.
So it'll just take a second.
I'm going to talk over this then while you're making this adjustment to keep us alive. I have been wondering. Listen, I've done a lot of research on Atlantis, Lemuria, and I'm convinced for a lot of different reasons that we're not going to go into now, that they existed and they perished for various reasons. But I've wondered how that fits into Genesis. And what I'm thinking is they're just not mentioned in the book of Genesis, but I think they fall under the umbrella of Genesis. There was creation, and then there was the pre-Adamic societies, and then we basically start up with the current one with Adam and Eve. What do you think about that?
Well, I believe this. I think there's been multiple civilizations on the planet before, and I go into depth in Angel Wars and that. Cool. And if you want, I can send you the link to Angel Wars. You can post it on your I'll post it on your website if you'd like to do that. It's that good of a program.
Absolutely, sure.
And I'll go ahead and do it. I'll do a description of Angel Wars so I can send it to you with the link so that your listeners can know what they're going to be talking about when they're listening about when they read that. But in the pre-Adamic race, you know, we had giant civilizations on this planet. Hence, we have all of this pre-Adamic architecture still here that wasn't destroyed by the flood. You know, we'll find these structures that are 10,000, 100,000 years old. They don't really know how old they are or how they were even built. Well, that was the pre-Adamic race that was here. And it could have been part of the Atlantis, which they say is buried under the Atlantic Ocean now. Because when the continents pulled apart, a lot of the landmass was sunk. And then when God came back in and basically, you know, redeveloped the planet, you know, that was never brought back up again. It just wasn't brought back up again with, you know, when he created the heavens and the earth again, after the pre-Adamic flood. He just left that stuff all buried. But you can go down in the Bahamas right now and find entire roads down there from something, you know, and building structures that are down there. I mean, we've seen that from a scuba diving standpoint.
The Bienemy Road. You know, the people in the Bahamas actually refer to themselves as descendants of Atlantis.
Well, they could be. I mean, I don't know. But that's what they claim.
Well,
to go back to what you were talking about as far as the pre-Adamic race and now the basically breeding of human beings with, you know, fallen angels. You know, I really believe that that is exactly what is running the planet right now. I believe that. And here's why that happens. If they've got DNA in them that's from a fallen angel or from some other type of entity, it makes them easier to possess because the DNA is more closely tied to the entity. Does that make sense? If you're 70% human and 30% something else, that something else could more easily go into you and possess you. And that the same thing is true with the autistic kids. You know, I believe a lot of these autistic kids are demon possessed. You say, well, I don't think that's true. Well, great, whatever. Everyone's got their own opinion on this, because why do they have millions of children now that are autistic? Why do they need all of these open vessels like this? Because these children with the autism, they'll just walk up to you, not for no reason. Just a lot of them just whack you upside the head, hit you. I've got one who comes to the house here and works out with me and the van. He's like 22 years old, and he's already gotten into multiple fights with Van. Last week, he whacked his own mom again. And when you try to talk to him about it, you know, they'll chuckle and they'll laugh and they'll speak in all these crazy voices. And you're like, well, that sounds like you're possessed. And well, are they possessed? I don't know, but there's a high probability they could be. But why do they want? And, you know, the other thing too is this. If we've got millions of children right now that are basically, you know, have autism, why in the world do we think we're going to have the infrastructure in place to take care of these kids when their parents die? I'm asking the question here, because all of a sudden the parents now, their lives have come to a halt in most cases because they're stuck watching a child with autism. The crazy part to me is this, David. I watch people who have autistic children, and I watch them continue to vaccinate children they have after they have the autistic child. When they have a perfectly healthy child who's 18 months old, and they inject him with the MMR shots, and his lights go out, now he becomes autistic. When their next child is 2 years old, when that child, or I'm sorry, next child is 8 months old, when that child turns 18 months old, they inject that child, he becomes autistic. And then the next child comes along a couple of years later and they inject him and he becomes autistic. You would think that the reasoning skills of that individual will be high enough that they think, just maybe I don't need to do this but once. Maybe there's a problem with these shots. Maybe I don't need to do any of this stuff. Last weekend on Saturday night, I went to a concert. It was a Lord Neagle concert. She's a praise and worship leader. Concert was awful. I don't recommend it at all. But some of her praise and worship music was wonderful. But the concert was horrible. But we were standing in line to get some boiled peanuts. And there was a lady in front of us, and she was a trauma unit nurse, okay? And she's standing there, and she's got one leg on and one leg off. There's a prosthesis underneath her. And I asked her, I said, you know, we started talking, and she says, well, I lost my leg last year to MRSA. I broke my right toe. I had a real bad problem with neuropathy, which we can use with benfotomine most of the time and can take care of that. And she said, I had basically, you know, got MRSA, then I had to take my leg off, like in the thigh. So now I've got a prosthesis. So I'm talking to her and her husband. And I, you know, so I asked her, I said, well, what are you going to get here to eat tonight? She goes, well, I'm getting boiled peanuts, right? She goes, well, I'm going to get some bacon wrapped around pork rinds.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, it's deep fat fried pork skin with bacon wrapped around it, right? Fried.
I hear you.
And I looked at her and I said, oh, I said, you know, that really damages the immune system. And then she goes, what do you mean? So I text my name. I said, put in Ted Brower books. And I just texted. I Googled it. And I pulled it up and I showed her all the books and all the stuff that I've written. And I said, you know, I'm a naturopathic physician. And I said, I really want to give you some advice. You don't need to be eating pork. It really lowers the immune system. In fact, in the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig, called The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Human Health, it talks about having some immunopoison. And she goes, oh. And I said, but you know, you can eat whatever you want to. He goes, well, I'm going to sleep my deep fat fried pork rind things tonight. And I may start on this tomorrow. Oh. Now, Dave, here's the thing. No, think about it for a second. Here she is standing on one leg using a walker. All right. She's like 50 years old. And I'm there with my date. And I think to myself, it's always tomorrow, isn't it? Tomorrow I'm going to change. Tomorrow I'm going to start eating clean. Tomorrow I'm going to start working out. Tomorrow I'm going to start taking supplements. Tomorrow I'm going to stop eating pork. And that's what happens to her all the time. She always is going to be tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. And it's kind of crazy when you stop and think about it, because it's just the whole thing's nuts. It really is. And I don't know what's going to happen to her. I mean, I'm whether or not she listens to the show or whatever she does, I could care less, because she's not my responsibility. She's not my circus. She's not my, clown act. I mean, it's not part of my responsibility. And I've learned that human beings don't like to make decisions for themselves that are healthy. They're constantly trying to circumvent rules and regulations that are there to help them. And then we have the government coming in and killing another millions and millions of chickens down. The egg prices have gone through the roof. And if one person, one bird and a million flock chicken comes down with, bird flu, they wipe out the entire million population, which is insanity. And that's all part of the Chevron doctrine that the FDA is still using as the Supreme Court, so they're not supposed to use it anymore. And so it never ends. And so all of this circus clown show is going on. We've got Putin in one ring, Trump in another ring, Zelensky in the other ring playing a piano with his private parts. We've got all the sports heroes, all the other stuff going on. And everybody wants to just stay entertained. And that's what they do. They maintain the mass entertainment, kind of like the Roman Colosseum with the gladiatorial combat, so that the crowd, the mob doesn't get mad and start rebelling against them. What it is.
Why do you think we're programmed to failure? Because that's what you're describing.
Well, it's not really programmed for failure. It's basically learned obsolescence that we learn and learned helplessness that we learn. We realize that, certain things and certain behavior patterns become obsolete over a period of time. But then we have the learned helplessness. And that's trained into us by the CIA and Operation Mockingbird, is that there's nothing you can do about what's happening right now in the world. Russia just sank a ship at its moorings. We've got all of these weapons going in. Great Britain says they're going to put troops on the ground now in Ukraine and send more weapons and all the rest of the stuff. And all it's for is basically learned helplessness, make us feel terrified. Because when you get terrified, you create an energy field around you that feeds the entities on the other side of the veil. And so what they've done is they've allowed us now to be programmed for so long that people want to be scared. People want to not listen. People want to basically not change their diets. People feel as though it doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to die anyhow. This is all horrible. And this is a horrible life I have, horrible everything else. And they start speaking all this super negative stuff about themselves. And that creates an energy feedback cycle that makes them more and more and more negative, makes them have more and more learned helplessness. And pretty soon, their whole lives turn into a doggone crap show that they don't know what to do with it. And it gets worse and worse and worse. That's why I'm not about fear porn. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I will commit my plans unto the Lord. Therefore, they shall succeed. That's how I look at my life every single day, Dave. I'm not going to say, what's the worst thing they do is they decide to kill us all, and we all get to go to heaven. Oh, where is thy victory, O death? Where is thy sting? We've overcome both death, hell, and the grave through Christ, through his blood now. They have no authority over us. That's why they hate Christians so much, Dave. That's why you can't attack Hindus or Buddhists or anybody else or Muslims or Jews. But you say anything you want to say about Christians, it's okay, we're open game. Because the Kabbalists, Luciferian synagogue of Satanists, run by the Sabbatean Kabbalist group, they basically hate Christianity. They have an atavistic hatred of Christ because he changed everything. He changed everything with his death and his burial, you know, and his resurrection. And now they would love to go back in CERN and go back in time and stop the resurrection and the death of Christ, because it was through his death, burial, and resurrection that we have faith and hope.
CERN is for, Ted, is to go back and stop the resurrection.
I think it's part of it. I'm not sure, though. That's all speculation on my part. I think a lot of it's they're trying to open up wormholes and discover other types of matter. I think they're trying to open up a veil that basically stays between us. I covered this on last Friday's show. I covered this in detail on, you know, the veil and how we are our matter flows in and out of an antimatter state on a constantly basis in cycles. I think what they're trying to do is really try to figure out how the universe is put together and how to open up the other side of the veils without these other entities to come into our dimension. And I think if they had the opportunity, if they could actually time travel with it, I do believe they would go back in time and try to stop the crucifixion and the resurrection. Because remember, Jesus, they didn't crucify Jesus. He let them crucify him. At any point in time, he could have called down tens of thousands of angels and stopped it.
Exactly right.
He created the heavens and the earth. He could have killed every one of them by looking at them. He didn't have to be crucified. He did that to shed his blood to create an eternal energy field for us to basically restore us back to the Father through basically through physics. It's through scalar energy fields. And that's what his blood does. It returns our DNA back to the Father. And so when we understand what the blood of Christ does, I covered that on Friday's show too, you start to realize very, very quickly that, you know, what we have here with Christ is amazing what he did for us. It really is. But they want to keep us constantly terrified because these entities, because they've been separated from God, they don't feed on the energy field that we feed on. In other words, like a vampire, they got to feed on somebody else's blood. We feed on the energy of the universe because we're one with God, because he is the universe, because he created all things. They're separated from that. The only way they can feed themselves is through the energy that's created through human beings after human sacrifice. That's why they do all of this sick stuff. And that's why they don't care if they kill you or kill children or abort children. They don't care about any of this stuff because it gives them sustenance, in my opinion. And that's who this group is. That's why they've always required the sacrifice of children all the way to the ancient Canaanite religions after Noah was on the flood. And that's who's still running the planet. We're still controlled by the ancient Canaanite religions, period. And that's who's running the show. And that's all under Lucifer. And when we understand that, we start to realize, oh, so we're feeding them. Yeah. And the more negative energy we create, the more fear porn we create, the more hatred and bitterness that we create. That's why Jesus says, think on the good things, on love and kindness and sweetness and generous from God. Think on those things. Don't think on all this negative stuff, because the negative stuff is what feeds these entities on the other side of the veil. It's kind of like it's an energy field they trawl for. They want it because it gives them nourishment. It's like a buffet to them. That's why they keep us in this unbelievably terrified state all the time. Oh, we're going to have nukes drop on us. Oh, we're going to have a tidal wave drop on us. Oh, we're going to have an asteroid hit us. On and on and on. And oh, it's planet X. Oh, and on and on. But the real stuff, like who's on the Jeffrey Epstein list that Pam Bondi was supposed to release last week, notice it never got released because we just gave $4 billion in financial military aid to the country that controlled Jeffrey Epstein. And if you want to know who controlled Jeffrey Epstein, read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
You're talking about Israel, of course.
Yeah, it is. He was a Mossad agent. And so was Ghislaine Maxwell, and so was her dad, Maxwell. They were all Mossad agents.
I absolutely agree with that. I want to go back to something you said a few minutes ago about the learned helplessness. I think you're just hitting the other side of it. Overwhelm us with negativity where we feel we can't do anything. And Ted, I'm going to tell you what I've discovered.
Take the hope away.
And Sarah Westall and I have done shows on this. We are infiltrated, and this has come out now through Doge, where Doge has found that USAID was funding people to infiltrate the alternative media. And what Sarah...
That's still there, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. And what Sarah and I have found is that you find people that bring us pretty good information. They speak truth about the problems, but they never give you any solutions. They'll never talk about Jesus. They'll never talk about government reform. They always talk about it's hopeless. They have so much power, there's nothing we can do.
Is Sarah Westall talking about Jesus now?
Well, she has to me, yeah.
Good, 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 good. But you're right. That's exactly what happened. They want us hopeless and helpless. Learn helplessness. That's what they want. They want us as sheep that are being led to the slaughter. That's what they want. They don't want us to stand against it. They don't want to say, how about we got one guy with a machine gun who's got a 20-round magazine and there's 5,000 of us? He can't kill but 20 of us. We don't have to be led to slaughter. We don't have to stand in the ditch where the other guys are standing there with the belt-fed machine guns. How about we don't have to go there? How about we don't have to be massacred like this? How about we just say no? Well, 20 of us will die, but the other 4,800 and whatever, 920 will make it. So that's the thing that we've got to learn is that, you know, if we stand in the aggregate against the scum that runs this planet, and don't mind, and don't get me wrong, these people kill children. These people are scum. They're scum. And if we can't stand against the scum together as Christians and the Christians that are being slaughtered and all the rest of this stuff, then why do we claim to be Christians? Why do Christians stand there and basically applaud when hospitals are being overrun in Gaza and people in the hospitals are being machine gunned along with the children? And a lot of them are Christians. Why is that supposed to be something we're supposed to be happy about? Because they want to build a third temple, start sacrifices. And Thessalonians says that the Antichrist was going to come out of the steps of the third temple and declare himself God. And we're supposed to be happy with all that. How about we don't support that? How about we say, no, I don't think so. How about we don't keep giving money to this mess? I mean, it's unbelievable what you see going on in the Middle East and how much this international banking cartel runs the planet. You know, Otto Kahn, in an interesting interview back in 1921, he'd written a book called Geneva Versus Peace, and he was being interviewed, and he was one of the founding members through Kuhn Lieber of the Federal Reserve Bank. And he said, the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan, high-level Masons, who they are, they run the planet, and they control both sides of the narrative. We control the Republicans, and we control the Democrats. We control everything because we control the money supply. You know, if you don't have money, you can't pay your bills. You don't have money, you can't buy food. You don't have money, you can't get elected in the United States. Well, now you've got to spend hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars to run for president. So all of this stuff is being controlled through the money. And so the guy behind the curtain is standing there pulling the levers for Lucifer. And you're going, who is that guy? And you look at Klaus Schwab and all the rest of these guys at the World Economic Forum, which are all dealing with money again. It's the money that makes everything go round and around and around and around. And remember, the Bible says, Jesus said, the love of money, that's avarice, that's greed, is the root of all evil. And that's the same thing that happened with Lucifer in the pre-Adamic race. He got greedy. And then he wanted to have the claim that God had as far as being the Most High. And he staged a coup d'etat on heaven and tried to invade heaven. And there's no telling how long that galactic war went on. And we cover it in Angel Wars. And then before it's over, where the third of creation is destroyed, including that planet that we have in our solar system. In addition to that, Lucifer gets burned up. He gets fried, doesn't get killed, but just gets torched. You know, and then he's subject and he's sent to hell. And then all of creation is in agony for what's happened. And that's why the earth was created. I cover it in depth in Angel Wars for God to prove his own righteousness to human beings and to all of creation, that he's willing to die for his creation through Christ. And that's why when in the Garden of Eden, when Lucifer beguiles Eve and she drags Adam into the ditch with her, all of a sudden God says to Lucifer, you struck his heel, but we're going to crush your head. This thing ain't going to be like you think it's going to be. And that's why the plan of salvation through the crucifixion of Jesus was not known to Lucifer. He never would have done it. It says in the Bible, had the God of his age known what he was doing, he would never have crucified the Son of Glory. Because that redemptive power from the blood of Jesus continually sanctifies us for all of eternity because he's an omnipresent being. People don't get that. And so when you understand this, you start to realize, wow, he loved us that much that he was willing to go to the cross for us. Yeah. And he proved that. And that's why we as Christians still have to stand in the gap for the rest of the world and the rest of creation, because we are like an amphitheater being viewed by all of creation, it says, all of the universe, it says, and being watched what we're doing here. It's kind of like we're in a Petri dish. We're part of the Truman Show. That's what this whole thing turns into. You know, and no, it is. And so the people that are, and that's why we have freedom of will. And then when those of us who have freedom of will, and we serve the Most High God, because he's in the highest dimension, and we serve him and him only, then we begin to realize that there is no death, there is no sting, that we have victory in Christ regardless of how long it takes. And that makes more sense to everybody when you talk about it like that. And see, that's the problem that we have. It's like you said just a minute ago, Dave, with the learned helplessness. We're going to beat down the human race. We're going to beat them and beat them and beat them and beat them and beat them until they stop resisting, until they're amoebas. And they do exactly what we tell them to do. And then we're going to inject them with a COVID shot, say, if you don't wear a mask, if you don't take a shot, if you don't change your DNA, we're going to fire you through HHS. Okay? We're going to fire you and not allow you to basically have a job. And we're going to do it basically because it's the safety factor of all of this stuff. And you think, well, wait a minute, this ain't right. You can't do this. Yeah, they can. They did it. And then they say, you got to stay at 666, another reference to Lucifer by Fauci. You know, that's what he wants. You know, and then now they've showed that none of that meant anything. The only thing they cared about, the bioweapon was initially the COVID, but the real bioweapon was the vaccine, Dave. It really was.
I agree, but I don't think that was the kill shot. I think the worst is yet to come.
Oh, no. They tried to make it worse than it was, and it didn't. See, the thing with our body, there's a really interesting line from the movie with H.G. Wells on War in the World, War of the Worlds. And in the very end, the entities that invade the planet die because of our bacteria. You remember that? because our immune systems had adapted to the bacteria on this planet, and they were here drinking our water and hanging out with us, and they got exposed to us, and they all died because of that. And it said basically that God in his wisdom set it up this way. The reality is this: our immune system is proactive. It constantly adapts. It's an energy field that's connected to God and his dimension through scalar energy fields. And so it constantly changes and adapts constantly. So every time they create something to kill us, our energy field adapts. That's why they want to go in and change our DNA and put an immune suppressant in the shot to slow down our own immune system so that they could get us and kill us more quickly. That's what the shot was all about. And still that didn't kill us enough. That's why the Deagler report is going to be nonsense. We're not going to drop down to 80, 900 million this year. It's not going to happen. No way. Or we'd be having mass debt all over the streets right
is
now.
Is it your position the Deagler report is no more than fear porn then?
I think the Deagler report may have at one point had some, they were projecting a certain kill ratio that did not happen. And so at this point, people that are promoting it and pushing it, I think it's more fear porn. It goes right back to the, we're going to have an earthquake. We're going to have an asteroid fit. All this stuff. You go to some of these websites, it's all fear porn. And then you got to ask yourself a question, like you said a minute ago with Sarah Westall. How many people in alt media, Dave, are really completely and totally CIA Operation Mockingbird? How many of them have been basically, you know, given these huge platforms with all of these views now? If you get a brand new person on YouTube who's never been on YouTube before, and he puts a show out, or they put a show out that gets 10, 15 million views, that's because the algorithms are not turned against them. Because you and me, we've been shadow banned to crap and bagging now because we're out here telling the truth. I'm just trying to tell the people that there is a God, we are not him, and that God still controls things and prayer still changes things. And yet they don't want to hear any of this.
I got to share this with you. I got a reinstatement email from YouTube on February 20th. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting to be reinstated.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was taken off of YouTube, almost 8 years ago now, before COVID. Because we were talking about what I'm talking about right now. Nothing's changed with me. I'm still promoting Jesus and Christ crucified, his resurrection, and the blood of Christ. I'm still talking about all that. And they hate that. They really hate that because that bothers them.
No, I agree. We know who controls YouTube and Google. I wanted to ask you something else. You touched on it briefly, and I want to go back to it. And it's CERN. My instincts tell me that the Luciferians are looking for a counter to when Jesus comes back to reclaim the planet in his glory. And I think that they're looking for answers out of CERN to counter that. They're going to fail. We know they're going to fail. But what do you think the purpose of CERN is? That's my sense of what it is. What do you think?
Well, I covered it a minute ago. I can recapitulate. What it is basically it's trying to break, because you got to go back to quantum mechanics, Dave. You know, and what they're trying to do is break down the particles into their infinite nature, and they're trying to isolate those particles. And what's happening is we've learned with quantum mechanics now that everything is energy. It's just an energy field. I mean, if you took an atom of copper, okay, and you went to the biggest football stadium you could find, and you blew that atom of copper up to the size, you took the nucleus and blew it to the size of a pea, okay? The first electron shell is going to have 2 electrons in it. The next one's going to have 8 in it. And the first electron shell, you have the nucleus, put it on the 50-yard line, put the pea on the 50-yard line, and you'd go to the top of the stadium wall, which is going to be a quarter mile away, at least probably half a mile in some of these big stadiums, and you end up basically having this first set of electrons. Well, between that nucleus and that set of electrons is empty space. Okay. The next set of electrons is going to be a mile away. All right. So everything from that nucleus to the furthest electron shell is empty space if you blow it up. The universe is like that. It's all an empty shell of energy. And through Christ, it all holds together. So they're trying to figure out how it's put together in CERN, because God has not given that information to these entities. They don't know how to put it together. The entities can't create life. They can take life and they can take it. They can change it. They can breed with it. They can put sperm and egg together and they can create hybrid stuff. They can sit against the reptiles, it says in the book of Enoch. They can do all of this crazy stuff, but they can't create life. It's like you could take a scientist in a laboratory and you can make a perfect acorn, but it won't grow. It doesn't have the seed of life in it. When the egg and the sperm come together, it's a spark based on how much zinc's in the sperm, and that spark creates life. And I believe the soul goes into that embryo at that point and life begins. So, but they don't know how to do all that. Only God, the creator, can do all that. So what they want to do is they want to try to figure all of this stuff out so they can come back in. See, what they don't want, they don't want a new world order. That's a misnomer. It really is. They want their old world order back with open human sacrifices of Christians in the streets. They want their ancient Roman Colosseum back up. They want to make everything as evil as you possibly can. You know, Paul says in the Bible repeatedly, stop going to orgies, right? And I'm like, orgies? Who goes to orgies? Well, nowadays we have all these open relationships and all these swinger groups, and they all go to orgies. You're like, well, it wasn't like that when I was a kid. Well, it was, but it's kind of hidden in the background. Now it's all open in the back, you know? And so you start seeing all this crazy stuff. You start going, They're trying to bring the old world order back. They want to bring back all of this filthy, filthy stuff so they can make every thought of every man evil all of the time. You know, my wife died 3 years ago. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. And, you know, I've been in this dating pool now, which has really been an interesting experience. And I cannot believe how twisted some of the mindsets are, some of these people you go out with, and how it doesn't matter what type of sin they're in, they feel it's okay and it's justifiable. It's crazy, Dave. And you think to myself, and I think, well, God, if you want to send my wife back, I'm good. I'd rather have her back to do with all this. But the reality is that the world has turned into a different place than it was when you and I were kids, completely different. And if we understand that, we start to realize very quickly that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, but human beings have been given freedom of will. And that freedom of will is the thing that brought Eve to where she went and where it took Adam. And that's, but without freedom of will, there is no true acceptance of Christ. There is no true worship of Christ. And God doesn't want us to be robots. Satan wants us to be robots on a hive mind so that we all just follow him, do what he says. God doesn't want that. He wants to have all to have freedom of will. That's why I told my friends, so many of them who listened are doing well, and so many of them who did not are either ill or have died, don't take the COVID shot. Don't wear the mask. Don't stand 666. Don't do any of this crap. Don't listen to them. Don't get caught up in the fear porn. Don't believe any of this stuff. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, do I believe in storing up some food? Absolutely, yes. Do I believe in having stored up vitamins for nutrient density? Absolutely, yes. Do I believe in having some water stored up? Yes, because I live in Florida. Sometimes we'll have the power go out for 2 weeks at a time. And we have to have stored food, stored water, stored everything. Do I believe that the electrical grid's a mess in the United States? Yes, I do. Do I believe that it could be hit with a Compton effect? Yes, I do. Do I believe that they could short out the electrical system? Yes, I do. You know, but Trump said something very good in his tweet last weekend. He said, why are we worried about Russia? We need to be worried about all these illegal aliens that have come into this country and all these gangs that are everywhere doing all this crazy stuff. And he's right. Russia doesn't – I've been to Russia, Dave. I went to Russia back probably Austin was about 10 years old, so it'd be about 1998, I guess. And I remember – the people there were so nice. We went into the port at St. Petersburg, and we hired a driver to run us around and basically escort us and, you know, give us a tour of St. Petersburg. And when we got away from the port facility with all the troops there, the people were some of the nicest people I've ever met in the entire world. They were super nice. The Russians don't want a war. No. Years ago, I was on a train trip from one of the base camps going to Machu Picchu in Peru, and we had like a 4-hour train ride, and there were a bunch of Russians on the train, and every single one of them were extremely nice. And see, we have this boogeyman built around us that basically Putin and all the Russians are bad. It's simply not true. Now, some of the Russian troops during World War II are pretty doggone bad because, you know, they were basically indoctrinated by Lenin and Stalin into this unbelievably horrible socialistic fabric of killing everything. And they would take the women in Germany and they would cut their nipples off their breasts if they were pregnant so they couldn't feed their children and their children would starve to death. They would gang rape these women. My mom was there. She told me about this. Okay. And so it was a nightmare. But the United States, well, they're our ally. Do you remember what Patton said before they had him killed? He said, I believe we fought the wrong enemy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said. He said, we should have been fighting the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
The communists and these Kabbalist, right, Luciferian synagogue of Satan weirdos. That's who we should have been fighting. And of course, right after that, he has an automobile accident. And right after that, he's dead because he was going to come back, resign his commission, run for politics, and tell the people the truth of who was running the planet. That's what Patton was going to do because he'd figured it out. Because he's a very, very wealthy man, very wealthy family, and he did not need his officer's commission and officer's pension. He didn't need any of that. He was going to resign from that so he could have freedom of speech to say whatever he wanted to say. And they couldn't allow that. They had to kill him. Remember, even Colonel Corso, who wrote the book The Day After Roswell, you know, 50 years later, he wrote that book, bestseller. He said, you know, he had to wait 50 years because he had a gag order on him as a colonel that he could not write anything or say anything for 50 years of what he had known. And I guess they never expected him to live that long. And he did. And he wrote that book. And by the way, that's an extremely good read. It talks about the entities on the other side of the veil that came here in spaceships, that they recovered their corpses. Very, 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 very good book.
Do you think some people believe that are Christians that the ET issue is really the great deception designed to try to scare man into creating a one world government to fight against them? What do you think?
No, these things are real. They're very real. So it's what they've done.
But are they really ETs from another planet?
Then here's what they could be. Okay, now we're going to go back to, we'll run esoteric for a second. We'll do something a little different I haven't done before. Okay, let's talk about where they came from. Okay, we know that Satan got locked up on this planet. We know that we've got a Van Allen radiation belt around the planet. We know that Antarctica is a different place that we've never allowed to go to. There's an Antarctica treaty. For some reason, you go down there, they shoot you down on a plane. They warn you as a pilot, you try to cross Antarctica, we shoot you down. They tell you that. We don't do that. It's like going into Washington, D.C. airspace. We shoot you down without permitting. You bring a naval vessel or any kind of vessel close to Antarctica, they'll fire a shot against your bow and say, this is Antarctica. You can't come here. Go away. Now, there's a reason for that. There's things going down in Antarctica that basically probably are the locked up angels. You know, the fallen angels are probably down there. They probably have a complete thing going on down there. You know, Hitler did that, you know, and they had all kinds of Nazi stuff down there. We know that. And then we have the whole story about Admiral Byrd. Now, whether or not that's all true or that's hyperbole, nobody knows, because nobody will give you a full disclosure of what happened down there with him. So we have these entities down there that have the ability of taking human beings and turning them into hybrids. They did it already, Genesis 6. Now, could they have taken a person and made them a hybrid and made them look like an ET and put them in one of their crafts to run around and scare the crap out of us for us to recover? Yes, the answer is yes to that. They could have done that
That
day.
was my point behind the question, yeah.
Yes, they have the technology to do that. And so we could have a hybrid race that looks like ETs or Greys or whatever, based upon what they already have the knowledge to do from Genesis 6. Remember, these things aren't stupid. You know, Satan was the second most powerful being in the universe. That's why he tried to stage a coup d'etat against God. He tried to invade God's dimension. He couldn't. But of course, God being omnipresent already knew what Satan was going to do, and Satan didn't have a snowball's chance of hell of getting into heaven. There's no way, because God already knew his plans. And so that's why Satan got judged. And so, but again, we don't know how long this coup d'etat lasted, you know, and how long this battle lasted, and it ended up on planet Earth with it being flooded and getting the last strongholds. Then Satan was judged and locked up in Antarctica. And then he was released again for the flood, after the flood, you know, when the Garden of Eden was formed. So all of this stuff, they know about all of this stuff, Dave. They know what's down there. They've been there. You know, our government knows. They're just covering it up. It's like Marilyn Monroe. Why was Marilyn Monroe killed? Well, some people say it was because of pillow talk with JFK, because JFK knew about the aliens. JFK knew about the Federal Reserve Bank. JFK said he was going to expose them for who they were before he left office. JFK knew about the money. JFK, you know, used Executive Order 11110. JFK knew about the CIA running the drugs out of Southeast Asia. He knew about all of it. So he became a liability, and so did Marilyn Monroe, because of the pillow talk they were having while they were being, you know, involved with each other. So all of this stuff is all part of history that human beings don't want to look at. They had to make us realize who was in charge of the planet. So they blew JFK's head off in the middle of, you know, the day, you know, going through Dallas, and he should have had a doggone limousine that was basically had glass around him. He didn't have it.
It
He just
shouldn't have
wanted
been
to
the
be.
lead car in the window, shouldn't have killed.
Nope.
Right,
And there was
right.
definitely more than one shooter. We all know that. And there's a really good video you can watch. It's called From JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. It's got millions of views, and everybody needs to listen to that particular video on YouTube. It really is.
And it stayed on YouTube?
Yes, but they take it down and put it back up, take it down and put it back up. As you'll find, it's called From JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. That's a long video. It's 3.5 hours. So instead of wasting your time watching Netflix for the next couple of nights, watch that video. And it goes into detail on who shot Kennedy. Now, whether or not it's 100% accurate or not, I don't know. But it's kind of like the, you know, that one video that's extremely good now that they take up and down all the time. It's on some of the other channels. It's, you know, it's on the USS Liberty, you know, sacrificing Liberty. It's a phenomenal, and it's got the guys that survived the attack by Israel on the USS Liberty in 1967 off the coast of Egypt. And they go into detail on what happened in that video. But nobody wants to watch that either. But see, we need to understand that Israel was formed by the Rothschild banking cartel as a non-extradition country that they could run their banking enterprises out of and have legal immunity. Period. And once we understand that, we realize that ancient Israel that we see in the Old Testament, that they don't do the things they did in ancient Israel. It's the Kabbalist Luciferian synagogue of Satan hotbed, and they have all kinds of crazy stuff, like they're the number one homosexual destination in the world.
It's
It's
true.
some weird stuff.
Well,
And
don't forget child trafficking too.
no, all of the stuff comes through that. I had lunch about 25 years ago, 27 years ago. I had lunch with Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't know if I ever told you this.
Yeah, you
It,
have.
I, yeah, I was on the speaker circuit with him. He was one of the speakers. He was at that point not the president of Israel. And we were about 20 of us at lunch, and we're all talking to him, we're asking him questions. And he starts talking about how Israel has the back door to all these computer systems and software programs in the world. He says that to us. That's from Benjamin Netanyahu's mouth to my ears. And he says that all of that stuff is developed through Israel and it's sent out throughout the world, and they can have access to it anytime they want through the software, through the back doors. And I thought to myself, wow, he's admitting to this. And back then, I wasn't really into what's going on the planet. You know, I was ended up doing my seminar talking about the top 10 foods never to eat. I was there with President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell, a whole bunch of other globalists that I would never associate with again. Or if I did, if I ever saw them again, I'd be asking them questions, which would immediately got me kicked off the circuit,
Yeah,
which is ended
I
up.
understand. You know, and I don't know if you know this, I'm sure I've told you. From my sources, one, a very good friend for 32 years, it's NSA policy and doctrine, and they indoctrinate some of their agents, if it's appropriate for their training and their work, that there was a war in the cosmos. Satan was defeated, cast to Earth. They wanted to get back at God by going after the prize creation and take the soul out of human beings. They couldn't. So they invented transhumanism to morph humans away from their original form. Do you think that's what underlies a lot of the hybridization that we're seeing across the planet?
Well, that's exactly right. In that religion, it's not a religion, it's a satanic group. They call it Kabbalah. Madonna and a bunch of other people are in it. They use Baphomet, and they have a god they call Ein Sof, who's basically a snake in a tree that's an hermaphrodite. Of course, Baphomet meant a hermaphrodite, both male and female. And they believe that their god is basically a hermaphrodite or a transgender. Therefore, they believe the highest expression of faith, the highest expression of sacrifice, the highest expression of worship has to be to their god, the transgender. And they consider that human beings to be separated from God. If you're gay, you're closer. And if you're transgender, you're as close as you're going to get. And that's why they push the transgender agenda to these children of these schools. I can't tell you how many friends of mine now that are dating. And they go out with these younger girls, these younger women, and they tell me about the stories because all these different women have different problems. And how many of these girls, these younger women, 30 and younger, they basically are bisexuals. No, I'm talking like 80, 90%, Dave. And they've had these crazy experiences and because what they've done, they've so collapsed the culture that they don't have any idea who Jesus is. They've never been to church, most of them. And they don't have the social do nots any longer like we did. They don't have that. So if they have set one, I was talking to a guy the other day. He went out with a girl, real pretty girl, actually, showed me a picture of her, and she'd never been married, no kids. And she goes, "Well, I like men as much as I do women." And he said, "Well, how many women have you been with?" And she goes, "About 100." 27 years old.
Oh
No,
my
and no, Dave, it's
goodness.
to that level.
How does she get any
And,
work done in her life? But yeah.
well, basically, I don't really know her. I don't know.
No,
I have to ask him.
I'm being flippant and sarcastic because it's an overindulgent attitude that you're describing.
Well, no, and that's exactly what this whole younger generation. So when the population of me's and you's, me and you, right? Me and you, me, Ted Brewer, and you, and I, Dave Hodges, when we get to the point when we get to go to heaven, okay, and this left, and we're left with a group of people that like to go to orgies and have sex with whoever, whatever. And then, now they call themselves pansexuals. That's all from Miley Cyrus, and all the rest of those weirdos, and which means they love sex pretty much with anything. It's all perversion because we've left the principles of God behind. See, God gave us a list of rules, and it wasn't to be mean, it was to protect us, like from STDs, right? And in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy, he gives you a list of stuff to eat, not to eat, lifestyles to choose, not to choose. And then he goes, "Now, if you do this stuff, I'm telling you not to, you got freedom of will, you do whatever you want." I'm paraphrasing. Then what's going to happen is you're going to have these long and lingering diseases, and you're going to die. You're going to have a miserable life. Now, if you listen to me and you do what I'm telling you to do, you're going to be prosperous and you're going to be healthy. You're going to do great. And he goes, "And I'm going to give you some advice right now." He goes, "Here's what I suggest that you do. Before you, I've given you the choices. I've given you life and I've given you death. Why don't you just maybe choose life?" Because, he can't break the rules of engagement either. He has very, very clear rules and he can only do so much. But he can suggest to them through the Bible, through the Torah, that maybe they need to choose life. But people don't do that. It's like the lady I talked about earlier in the show who basically had the leg at the thing and she's gonna go get her deep fat fried pork rinds, right? "I'll start tomorrow." And that's always Satan's lie. Just start tomorrow. Just start tomorrow. Procrastinate, procrastinate, procrastinate. Don't start today. Don't start doing push-ups today. Don't go to the gym today. You can start tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes because tomorrow is just a concept.
No, you're absolutely right. Ted, we're flat out of time, but I want to conclude with two things. One, how can people follow you? And two, what's the answer to all the issues we've raised today? So you
We
got
only have there is only one answer,
okay.
and that's his. And he came here, and
I'm
he died
talking.
for you, and he was resurrected for you. His name is Jesus. That's it. Without that, we have no answers. Without that, it's all fear porn. The only
That's it.
hope we have is in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'll be happy in it, no matter what. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care what's going on. I will constantly glorify Christ. That's all I'm going to do because we have our hope in glory. Because death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? There is no victory in death, hell, and the grave. We don't have to deal with that. We go directly to heaven when we die. Always remember that. And if you have a choice, like choose life and death, you can choose Jesus or you can choose death. Which one do you want to pick? Well, just maybe you need to choose Jesus because he is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. And then it's like Zig Ziglar said, if I was a Christian and there was no
Ted,
such thing as heaven or
I'm sorry, we got about 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
well, I will quote Ziglar next time. But
Okay.
Christ is the answer for everything, Dave.
All right. And quickly, how do people follow you and your great show?
I then go to Ted and Austin Brewer show, and we talk about the same stuff we talked about with Dave, plus a lot more depth and a lot of different topics. We cover world news and health research. Ted and Austin Brewer, Broer, Brewer show. You can't miss us. If you Google me, Ted Brewer, Broer, you will find me. I promise you. So you'll find Dave Hodges. And so just do the best you possibly
Yeah.
can,
And
walking right with God.
I got to throw this in before we close. Ted has given you a discount. He talked about how to thin your blood so you don't clot. Go to healthmasters.com and you can take a discount with the coupon code 5DHTED. Fascinating. This is one of the quickest hours we've ever done. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dave, I appreciate it, my friend. God bless you, and God bless everybody who listens to your show every single day.
God bless you too, Ted.
Thank
Take
you, my
care.
friend.